I want you to know that when you want to network and network like a pro, you need to stop collecting business cards and start creating relationships. Stop collecting business cards as though you're going to get a trophy, and rather start creating relationships. Many a times people go to these networking events and they amass so many business cards, and in the end they just end up sending them messages, spamming messages, sales messages, devotionals, and they are not able to turn those connections into relationships. So stay tuned in, and I'm going to show you how you're going to turn those connections that you've created at networking events into relationships that are going to promote your value and give you that visibility that you need for your next level. Hey there, welcome to the Kwame Ada Power Podcast, where I'll be sharing insights on surviving the various phases of life as a youth living in Ghana. I am Kwame Anyamiche Dapa, your host. As a marketing practitioner, I attend a lot of networking events, the high-end ones, the usual ones. And amongst all these networking events, I noticed that people do a lot of things wrongly, and they end up not benefiting as they should from these networking events. Networking events are very important because they're going to help you create those relationships, or they're going to help you create those connections which you have to turn into relationships that can help you promote the value that you have to offer, that can help you get that professional visibility that you need. So, I want you to know that when you want to network and network like a pro, you need to stop collecting business cards and start creating relationships. Many a times people go to these networking events and they amass so many business cards, and in the end they just end up sending them messages, spamming messages, sales messages, devotionals, and they are not able to turn those connections into relationships. So stay tuned in, and I'm going to show you how you're going to turn those connections that you've created at networking events into relationships that are going to promote your value and give you that visibility that you need for your next level. Now, I have structured this conversation into three parts. The first part is going to talk about the things you need to do, or the things you need to do in preparation towards the networking events. The second part is going to talk about the things you need to do during the networking event. And the third part is going to talk about the things you need to do after the networking event. Essentially, things you need to do to turn those connections into relationships. So let's get into the first part of it. I'm going to share with you six things, or here are six things that you need to know in preparation towards that networking event. Number one, and the most important for me, is know your value. Why is it important for you to know your value? When you know your value, you know your audience, and you also know the people that can complement your value and help you see different aspects, or help you see more opportunities. After you have known your value, it takes me to the next point, which is choosing the right kind of networking events. So many times we want to attend networking events, or we end up attending networking events because, even as salespeople, because you just want to get leads. But if you do not know your value, even as a salesperson, you just attend networking events, spend money on transportation, spend your energy, and then you will not get the necessary people that you can turn into connections or relationships for valuable or meaningful results or outcomes. So know your value, and your value will help you to know the important networking events that you have to show up for. Trust me, you do not have to show up for every networking event to be able to reach the kind of connections that you can turn into valuable relationships. You need the right kind of networking events, and you will know them when you understand and appreciate the value that you offer as an individual. After you have done these two things, the third thing is you must have an elevator pitch. Yes, I know. You have probably heard elevator pitch so many times. But I want you to look at an elevator pitch in this way. Every industry has their problems. Every profession has their challenges. Okay? So if you're in that profession or if you're in that industry, what are the dominant problems in that industry or in your space? And what is the personalized solution that you provide as an individual? That is your elevator pitch. And it has to be like a one line. Okay? So, for me as a marketing person, my elevator pitch is and has been, I use technology and marketing to provide business and personal transformation. That's my elevator pitch. Because I do both digital marketing, offline marketing, personal branding, executive personal branding, and things like that. I always tell people that I use technology and marketing for personal and business transformation. That's my elevator pitch. So, for you, what is your elevator pitch? Now, when you're going for that networking event, sometimes the networking event is themed. Maybe there's going to be some panel discussions before everybody goes to the cocktail tables and the networking event begins. There are going to be speeches here and there. There's going to be a theme for the conversation. Please try and read around it before you get to that networking event. It's very important. Just have a general overview of the conversations that are going to be had. It helps you to start conversations. It helps you to also keep conversations. And it helps you also come across as somebody who is intentional, deliberate, and serious. Okay? So just don't show up. Show up with something in mind. Now, I can never overemphasize this. Point five. Please show up and show up well. Dress well, smell good. People are always going to judge you by how you appear. I don't care the amount of philosophies, how you like to philosophize this and show that it doesn't work. That is the truth. Right? People are just going to judge you by how you appear. That's the first impression is always very important. I always say this, that appearances are deceptive, but use it to your advantage. Also, you'll be having conversations with people. You'll be very close to people having conversations. I'm sure you know the next point I'm going to talk about. Just make sure that your mouth smells good. You don't want conversations to end because people can't stand the odor coming out from your mouth or the smell coming out from your mouth. You don't want that to be you. So if you probably have some chewing gum, some mint toffee in your pocket, you want to have that handy so that when you have a hint of some smell or some odor from your mouth, you want to take in that toffee, you want to take in that mint toffee or something so that you have good breath. It's very important. Last one, among the top six, have goals. When you are going to that conversation, have a goal. What do you want to achieve at the end of that networking event? How many contacts at least do you want to have at the end of that networking event? What defines success for you at the end of that networking event? That is very personal, and you have to decide so that you don't just show up for the networking event and when it's over, you are off and you have so many numbers that you're going to spam them with sales messages. No. Have a clear goal of the caliber of people you want to talk to, the caliber of people you want to create a relationship with. Go with that mindset, and it helps you to choose which conversations you want to spend the most time on or the most times with. Now, after you've done all this, now you have entered the networking event. How can you now make that networking event work for you? I'm going to give you another 6 points that you need to help you ace that networking event. Number one, get there on time. Do not use Ghana man time. Use the right time. At least 15 minutes before time, be there. It's going to help you. How is it going to help you? It's going to help you to settle in. It's going to give a good impression of who you are. And now, you know, sometimes when you go into the event and everything has already started, it's like you see a lot of things going on, and sometimes it makes you unsettled. It can be very unsettling, right? But if you see people coming in and you're already there, it gives you some edge and it makes you a bit more comfortable, right? So get there on time. I can never emphasize that enough. Point two, at a good networking event, there's going to be food. The food was not made with only you in mind. It was made with all the participants in mind. Please, when you get to that event, don't eat the food like there is no tomorrow. Be very measured in how you eat. Okay, don't. Please. I've gone to so many networking events, and sometimes you see people pack their food like, man, it's not right. Sometimes people really pack the food. And you know the funny thing, they're not even able to eat all the food. And sometimes you go and eat some food, give your stomach upset, and the whole networking event is not going to work in your benefit, because you'll be going in and out of the loo, the washroom, and you'll be very uncomfortable, and you'll probably have to leave before the event ends or before it even properly takes off. So please be measured in how you eat at networking events. People are looking at you. When you go and mount the food, people have a perception about you. Remember, first impressions are very important. Point three, walk the room. Walk the room. Networking events are made for people to come and create connections and turn them into meaningful relationships. So it wasn't created for you to just stick with one person. Walk the room. Walk around the place. Talk to as many people as you can. But remember this. It's about quality and not quantity. In as much as you are walking the room, it's not that you have to talk to everybody, but you have to talk to the right people, right? Keep the conversations with the right kind of people that are going to help you based on your value. Remember the first point in the first session. Okay. So walk the room, okay? Have conversations with people. And then when you're having the conversation, be mindful, okay? Understand, when you start having the conversation, I think in the first 1 to 2 minutes, you're able to determine whether this is a conversation you want to continue with. If it's a conversation you want to continue with, yes, keep it going. If it's a conversation that you think that is not going to be valuable to you, you should be able to cut it very short. Probably within a very shortest possible time, or else you'll be wasting too much time on the people that are not valuable to you. So having an elevator pitch is very important. It helps you to give off the most important information about yourself, okay? So that the people can decide whether they want to keep this conversation with you. And when you do that, the person is sometimes compelled to also tell you what they do, and it helps you to discover whether you want to keep that conversation running or otherwise. So guys, concentrate on quality conversations, not quantity. Don't stand at one cocktail table. Don't stand at one place. Walk the room. So you are probably asking, okay, so I'm going to walk the room. I'm going to start this conversation. How do I start the conversations? Don't worry. I got you covered. That takes us to point four. How to start the conversations. You need some good conversation starters, right? You need to have some good conversation starters handy. It helps you start a conversation. And also, your first conversations to begin the networking event, or the first people you talk to, sometimes try and keep it very short so that it kind of boosts your confidence, okay? So that you can go on to the others. When you talk to one person so long, sometimes you become reluctant to move to another person. So it's good to have the first conversations a bit brief. Then as you go on, you build the momentum to talk to more people. So for me, right, one of the easy ways that I start my conversation is I mention my name, I give my elevator pitch, and I ask you to do the same. You can have that in mind. You mention your name, followed by your elevator pitch, and you ask the person to do the same. So how do you do that? You can go like, hi, I'm Kwabena. And let me say one thing. Where one of the ways of introducing yourself, saying I am Kwabena and my name is Kwabena, I am Kwabena makes you look a bit more confident than my name is Kwabena. So get that. I wanted to say that before I continue. So you go like, I am Kwabena and I leverage marketing and technology for personal and business transformation. May I know your name and what you do? Very simple. And remember, it is how you say it more than what you are saying. Okay? If you don't say it with confidence, you don't come across as somebody who is confident, it sometimes downplays the kind of seriousness the person attaches to the conversation they want to have with you. So, remember this. I am Kwabena, and I leverage marketing and technology for personal and business transformation. May I know your name and what you do? Right? That is one of the ways. And then, okay, so I'll also talk about how to end the conversation, which is very, very important, right? Now, at this part of our world, sometimes we like to greet a lot, and it's not everybody to whom I'd be too comfortable with greeting, because I have gone for some networking events where I stretch my hand and I had to keep my hand there and I had to just pull it back because the person was not interested in greeting me at that moment. Okay, so you have to be very mindful when you are going to stretch your hand to greet. Okay, right. So sometimes it's just good to, hi, I am Kwabena, give your elevator pitch and ask the person, right? You don't necessarily have to greet them. I mean, you don't necessarily have to stretch your hand to greet them because some people are not too comfortable with that. Okay. So sometimes you want to start a conversation on a lighter note. Okay. You can have some lighthearted starters. And remember, it's not about what you say, but how you say it. The confidence is very important. When you're starting the lighthearted one, you have to be very confident about it or else it will come across as funny. Okay. So one of them is this. So I can just walk up to the person and say, hi, I'm Kwabena. May I know your name? And the person goes, oh, my name is Robert. And you go like, you know, I often judge the success of an event by the kind of snacks or the taste of snacks that they share. What is your verdict? You get it. Then it's rather on a lighter note. Okay. Then the person says, oh, well, I think the snacks are good. Then you can say, oh, then this should be a very good event. So what do you do? I do this. What do you do? You get it. It starts the conversation on a lighter note, okay? Sometimes when you start on a lighter note, it helps the people settle in and it's not like you are having, you are interviewing them, right? So you can also start there and say, hi. I mean, it's a networking event. People are there to network, right? So you should have that in mind that people are there to have conversations. So you should be confident about that. So you can also have this lighthearted way of having a conversation. You can say, hi, my name is Kwabena. May I know your name? Then the person mentions your name. And say, if you had to describe yourself with one emoji or with a number of emojis, which ones would you choose? And the person will say, maybe a smiling face, an angry face. And say, okay, why the angry face? Then it starts a conversation. I hope you got that. So it lightens the atmosphere and helps you to flow, right? And let me give this last one. This one is, I find this one very interesting, right? So this one says that, what is a random skill or fact that most people who know you don't know about you? You can also get a conversation running with that kind of question, right? And let me give a bonus one. So this one says that if time and money were not limiting factors, what would you have done differently? That one too is an interesting way of starting a conversation. But always remember to mention your name, ask their name, before you start the light conversations. listen when people are talking, okay? Don't be in a hurry to ask the next question. Listen to what they are saying and try and pick on what they are saying to ask the next question, because people always like to talk about themselves. So when you give the people an opportunity to talk about themselves, they get into the conversation, and sometimes just out of courtesy, they ask you, and you, then the conversation becomes more conversational and it's not a one-sided thing. I hope you get that. So please listen closely when people are speaking, and don't just listen because you have a number of questions to ask. So when you listen to the conversation and you find the conversation very valuable, and you're going to end the conversation, you can ask for the person's contact or LinkedIn account. Okay. Some people are not comfortable giving contact, but trust me, when the conversation goes very well and the people find you valuable, they tend to easily give out their contact numbers. Okay. So you can take their contact number or LinkedIn handles. Now, there's an important way that you have to save these numbers. Sometimes the way you save their number can make you forget about the person easily. Or the next time you pick your phone, you might not even remember who the person is. So if you're using an iPhone, I'm sorry, but I'm not using an Android, so I don't know how Android works today. But I know how iPhones work. There's a part when you're saving a number, you can write a note. So you can write a note there that will help you remember the person, okay? If the person has a number on WhatsApp you can create labels. So I have created labels on my phone. So I have labels for vendors, for my mentors, for coaches, people that I find valuable to me, right? I have lists for them in my WhatsApp business account, or my WhatsApp business account. So on WhatsApp, you can also save these numbers in a way that you would remember. So when you go to WhatsApp, right, if you're using WhatsApp Business, go to WhatsApp, go to Settings, go to Business Tools, go to Labels, okay, and then you can add a label. So you can create a label, okay? So when you create this label, when you save the person's number, right, so just beside the number, you can slide to your left, click on more, and you choose label chat. Then you can choose one of the labels you have created, or you can just create a new chat. You can just create a new label. So for me, I have labels. I have people I've labeled for employment, for books, speaking appointments, executive branding, vendors, mentors, digital equipment, leads. So you can choose how you want to save the number. That way, it's easier for you to remember. So if you go to your settings and you go to business tools and you go to labels, when you click any of the labels, it shows you the people under that label. So it makes it easier for you to remember and connect with them. And if you take their LinkedIn account, right, you can send them a connect message. Sometimes just do it there with them, okay? Take their LinkedIn names. Let them be sure that it is them, okay? Let them confirm. Send them a connect request. Follow them. If you send them a connect request and they accept, you're able to send them a message, right? So that will be very important after the networking event. I'm going to show you what you're going to use that particular hack for. Then number six, just during the conversation, right, it's important that you know how to read body language or read body language. Sometimes the person gives off body language that says that, "Chief, I'm not interested in this conversation. Can you wrap it up? Just take it in good faith, right? Take it in good faith. Thank them for their time and end the conversation." Sometimes some people will be rude to you. Trust me, sometimes some people will be rude to you. Just thank them for giving you the opportunity to talk to them and move to the next person. Don't take these things personal, right? At networking events, don't take these things personal. When people are rude to you, just thank them for giving you the opportunity. "Oh, thank you so much for speaking to me. See you around." Then you move on quickly. Don't spend so much time trying to prove a point. After you have now created those connections, probably had the business cards. And let me add this. I'm not a fan of business cards. Okay, I don't know for you, but for me, I'm not a fan of business cards. I find out that sometimes when you take those business cards, they just pile up and you might not even use them. So for me, instead of taking business cards, I take the number, I write a note on my phone and I keep it. Or if I have the number in WhatsApp, I label it. But if I have to take a business card, when I take that business card, I write something on it, okay? Or when I'm giving them the business card, I write a note on that business card, okay? I don't just give out business card for giving out sake. I just write a note that will help them to remember me, that anytime they pick their business card, it's not the usual business card that they'll pick up. When they see my handwritten note, it probably would strike a button in their mind. I'm going to share with you three things that you need to do after the networking event. Number one, send an SMS or LinkedIn message. Okay, if they gave you their number, SMS, LinkedIn, WhatsApp message, telling them, mention your name. Okay, you mention your name and then where you met and then a summary of the conversation that you had. So for instance, hi, Kwabena here. It was great meeting you at K&K's networking event. I enjoyed the conversation we had about real estate. And I look forward to speaking to you more on how we could probably collaborate, or I could get some more leads from you on some houses to be bought in Accra. That is one. Hi, Kwabena here. It was great meeting you at J&J's networking event. I really loved the conversation we had on marketing. And as I rightly told you, I provide executive branding for business executives, and I really look forward to doing some business with you in the not too distant future. Right? Or a light-hearted one. Hi, Kwabena here. It was great meeting you at D&D's networking event. I enjoyed our conversation about the food and how things are turning out in Ghana today. Really look forward to meeting you at some other event to catch up on conversations like this. Right? So based on the conversation you had, you just send them a summary of it and you leave it there. Leave it there doesn't mean forget about it. Please, takes us to our next point. Once in a while, comment on their posts. Okay? So when you follow them, go to their LinkedIn page, check out what they have written, their past posts, comment on their past posts, like them, the ones that resonate with you, leave a comment, don't use AI to write great perspective, good idea, things like that. No, read it, try and do a summary of what they said, and let them know that you really read what they've put out there, and you are also giving your point or your thoughts around it, okay? So you do that on a lot of their comments or a lot of their posts on LinkedIn. Then from time to time, when they put out comment or they put out any posts, you engage with them. That way you become top of mind and you are memorable. They remember you. And for me, another thing that I do, I personally create an Excel sheet where I populate these numbers. Or these names and numbers. So on the Excel sheet, I have people's names, their numbers, and the value that they offer. Okay, name, number, and the value that they offer. So from time to time, I just look through that list. If there's a value that they offer that I'm in need of, I get in touch with them. And remember that I have been connecting with them on probably LinkedIn or any other social media platform that they are active on. So they have me in mind or they have me top of mind. So when I get back to them, it's not like I'm just coming to them because I need a favor, but we have actually turned that connection into a relationship by constant conversations. Please don't end up sending them sales messages. You are selling this, discount sales, things like that. They'll easily ignore you, right? But create valuable relationships by when on social media, when they post something, comment on it, when they post something on their status, give a good remarks, things like that. Once in a while, I can say, hey, Robert, how are you doing? It's been a while. I just thought of checking up on you. Okay, things like that. Okay. So when you do that, people have you top of mind. They always remember what you have to offer. And when they need your services, they remember you and they come to you. So that's how you're going to have that list, and you can leverage that list because you have turned those connections into relationships. So that brings me to the end of our conversation on how to network like a pro. And I wish above all else that guys, you will not go to conversations or go to networking events populating cards, but then even if you have those cards or those connections, you use these three steps to make them turn into valuable relationships. And you know all the things you need to do before and during networking events so that you are able to ace those networking events. And if you enjoy this conversation and you're not a subscriber of the Kwabena Dapah podcast, you know what to do. Subscribe to the Kwabena Dapah podcast. And thank you for listening. Whether you are listening on YouTube, on Spotify, or on Apple Podcasts, share this with a friend, leave a comment, and I'll see you in the next podcast.